gather here. Welcome to His Stories Broadcast with Pastors Gil Michelle and Kevin Michelin. Every person has a journey in this life, and God is indeed with us in our journey. In this broadcast, you will be encouraged as you hear others share stories of ways that God has worked in their lives. If you are having questions about God, or you know Jesus and like being encouraged and inspired, then we ask that you pay close attention to the program to hear stories of changed lives. In both church and the courtroom, we call these stories testimonies. So stay tuned with Kevin and Gil as we hear some incredible testimonies from inspiring witnesses. It's time to testify.
Well, it's wonderful to have you back here again at His Stories Broadcast, and we hope you enjoy the show. We have a great guest, but before we hit the guest, let's go ahead and let's pray. Father in heaven, we just give you praise, honor, and glory for who you are. We love you. We love you that you have pursued us and you continue to pursue us. And thank you, Lord, that you heal broken hearts and that you restore lives and you bring wholeness. Lord, we just give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Gil, hi.
Hey, how are you, Kevin Michelin?
You know, my life is good. Usually sometimes when the sun comes out, it seems like I become a little more cheery. So on this particular morning, this particular day in the winter in South Bend, Indiana, the sun is out.
And amen.
So I'm unfortunately a little temperamental in that way, but I'm doing pretty good this morning. How
good.
About you, Gil?
I am doing well. It's been a very full month.
I don't know. Tough month, though.
Tough month, yeah. In 23, going on 23 years of preaching, I had not officiated one funeral.
Mm-hmm.
In the past 3 weeks,
yeah.
Now three.
Wow.
Yeah, and two of those people somewhat close.
Yeah.
So it's been a little difficult. But in all of it, God has shown himself mighty.
Yeah.
So I thank God for it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and so it's been interesting.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm. And how are you?
Yeah, good. You know, I think the one thing with me is God just keeps over and over and over again. He keeps saying he wants to heal the land.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just, he will not let that go.
Mm.
I need to have this trumpet or something just, and now I got a mic. But it seems like a trumpet just saying that God wants to heal it.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to not just heal the land. He's going to do it by healing each of us individually.
Amen.
And he wants to heal us.
Yes.
And so, well, in some ways, that kind of leads up into the show. What we're talking
about. Yeah, kind of does, actually. So enough about us.
Yeah.
We do have a special guest today. I met this gentleman not too long ago at a birthday party for a three-year-old who's very good friends with my son. And we wind up talking. And, you know, I don't do poker face very well. So I know I was like, my mouth was gapped open probably half the time. And I remember going, we have to have you on the show. And so without further ado, I want to introduce to everyone Jim Holderreed. Jim, how are you?
Good.
Good, 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 good. Great to have you here.
It's good to be here. I'm looking forward to being able to share my journey and with you folks today and excited what God's doing.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about where you're from, kind of. Your upbringing a little bit.
Okay. I'm from Plymouth, Indiana, actually out in the suburbs of Indiana, Plymouth. But, I've grown up all my life there.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in church, always going to church with my family. And, you know, there's been some ups and downs through this journey, but God is faithful.
Good. Good, good, good. And when could you say, if you had to put a date or time, that you actually gave your life to the Lord, where church wasn't just the cultural thing to do, it became your own?
Right. I think in my life there's been many times I've done that.
Okay.
But I think
mm-hmm.
probably about 7-8 years ago, I really got serious with God.
Gotcha.
And God really started opening up my eyes. We started attending Crossroads Evangelical Church in Plymouth, and I saw something there in the men's lives that I desired and I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when I really got serious with God.
Cool. Mm. All right, nice. And tell me, like, in that, it's funny that you say that. There's been several times. I call it Christianity 1.0, 2.0. I was serving the Lord, preaching, and then I went to Africa, and I went, I think I need to get saved again.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What is it in those different things? What you say several times? What was it in those different times that maybe showed you something about your life, whether it like, man, I don't pray enough, or I am not committed, or I'm too sort of topsy-turvy, mm-hmm. or what was it in those different variations in your walk that you say it happened many times?
One of the things was I had a very rough childhood, mm-hmm. And had trouble with being acceptance. And then when I was 8, I started being sexually molested. Mm. And that one thing just turned into more snowballs upon snowballs. Mm-hmm. And I struggled with that my entire life. Mm-hmm. And I felt like, you know, I knew God was out there, but it was just like, why, mm-hmm. you know? And so it was hard for me. And that led into depression, and it led into basically not loving myself any longer. Mm-hmm. And I just started covering that all up by eating. Mm-hmm. And when I would be stressed, I would eat. When I would be sad, I would eat. When I wasn't hungry, I would eat just because the food was there.
Yeah.
And it finally caught up with me,
mm-hmm.
about 7 years ago in mm-hmm. the spring wow. of 2010. I found out that I was extreme high blood pressure. Mm-hmm. It's only by the grace of God that I did not have a stroke or a heart attack.
Mm-hmm. How high are we talking?
195 over 156
wow.
with my blood
you
pressure.
Should have, yeah. You should have passed away.
Wow.
So then 2 weeks after that, I found out it was extreme diabetic and my blood sugar was 495.
Oh, my God.
So when I found out I was a diabetic, my mom died at the age of 57, and I really got depressed mm-hmm. because I mm-hmm. thought I was going to die. And during that depression, the devil told me, he says, I'm going to take you out once and for all.
Mm-hmm.
And I says, by that time I'd grew enough in the Lord, I knew enough scripture, and I said, no, you're not. I'm a child of the King,
mm. mm-hmm.
and I'm going to win this. Mm. And so I started, I knew I needed to lose weight, so I started, you know, watching my sodium and my carbs and all of that, and I was so heavy. I was 425.
Okay.
That's what I weighed. I was 425 pounds. And I was so heavy, and I knew I needed to start exercising. And so I used to love to walk, so I thought, I'm going to start walking. So one day I got out, and I started down the road, and I got about a quarter of a mile down the road, and my knees and my back was hurting so bad. I thought, I've got to turn around. And I literally was in tears by the time I got home because mm-hmm. I was in so much pain. Sure. I did not think I was going to make it.
Mm.
And so I thought, God, you got to help me with this. You got to help me. I know I need to move. And so I actually started exercising in a chair.
Mm-hmm.
And I had some little 2-pound weights. And I would swing yeah. my arms back and forth like I was walking, yeah. you know, and I would hold them out in front of me and I'd twist and turn. Mm. And then I started doing leg lifts and the weight started coming off. And so then I was able
you said
to start.
How many pounds just in a few weeks? Or
I had lost like 35 pounds in just the first 2 weeks.
That's amazing.
What?
That's
yeah.
incredible. When
yeah,
you told me that
pounds.
Earlier, I'm like, 35 pounds. That's a significant amount
right,
of weight.
Right, and so anyway, I was doing really good. I had lost about 75 pounds,
mm-hmm.
and then I had a real blow in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Something that just drug me right back down again.
Sure.
And it was a struggle, and I just couldn't seem to win that battle.
Mm.
And I started putting weight back on, and I gained 54 of that pounds back.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, once again, I just felt like a loser,
yeah.
and I wasn't worth anything, you know. And I went to see my doctor, and by this time, though, I should say, I had lost enough weight that I was off of all my medication
mm-hmm.
for my high blood pressure and diabetes.
Mm.
Well, when I went back to the doctor, I had to get put back on it again.
Sure.
And it was so bad at that time, it had to be doubled of what I was
mm-hmm.
taking.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you know what? She says, you need to start seeing our nutritionist. Mm-hmm. And so I started seeing Lisa May. Mm-hmm. She works right there in the office, and she is phenomenal. She's a believer. Actually, she goes to our church. And mm-hmm. I'm telling you, she knows what she's doing. Mm-hmm. She is so good at what she does of putting food together and the right combination of your proteins and that. Actually, my calorie intake is very low. Most people think that it is too low. Matter of fact, I started a Facebook page several years back. It's called Let's Get Healthy Together, mm-hmm. Body, Mind, and Spirit. And so if anybody would like to join that page, yeah. you're welcome to do it. And I share all of my food that I eat, actually take pictures of my food that I eat and how many calories it is. Mm. I had a person just the other day make a comment. She goes, this diet sounds like a starvation diet. How can you eat that few calories? Because most days my calories are below 1,000 calories.
Oh, wow.
That's one sitting but for like I said, my nutritionist is excellent at what she does. And she is very highly rated and recommended. And she has had hundreds of success stories like myself. And so I addressed that on my Facebook page. So you're welcome to go to that Facebook page and you can see that. But it's really amazing what has been done, in this story. So yeah. I just give God the glory. I know it's all Him. Mm-hmm. And I know that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. That's one thing that, you know, God really dealt with me during this time that your body is my temple. Mm. And it is our responsibility as each and every person that we should take care of that temple.
Mm. Right, yeah.
And so I'm happy to say today I've been off of my medication again for a very long time. Mm. As of today, I've lost 225 pounds.
Congratulations.
I'm still not done with that journey. I would like to lose another 70 to 80 pounds before I'm done. Mm. It's just great. Yeah. And I love helping people get started on the journey. Mm. And, you know, the thing is, I really like to help people because it don't matter what people are going through, whether it's obesity or whether you've suffered, being molested or whatever it might be, drugs, whatever it might be, that God gives us a hope if we fully trust Him. Our pastor did an excellent sermon. Pastor Scott Yoder, our pastor, he did an excellent sermon on New Year's Day about perspective and surrender. Mm-hmm. And I thought, that is so good. It couldn't have been a better sermon for the first day of the year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and how when we totally surrender and we totally put our trust in God, he was talking about Peter, you know, when Jesus got in the boat with him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and they went out. And Peter had already been out all night long fishing and didn't catch any fish.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, and Jesus told him, go out, throw out your nets. And Peter was obedient to that.
Yeah.
And look what the results was.
Right.
He caught so many fish that he had to call for help.
Mm-hmm.
Another boat come out. They're sinking. You know,
that
and,
many,
and I tell you, I've used the phrase so many times here lately, that's our God.
Mm.
Because there is no greater than our God. We can't do things on our own.
Yeah.
It's putting that full trust and faith in Him.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing, you know. And when I look back on my life, I think, I can't believe how far I've came, you know, and how far He's brought me, you know. And I think about when I was in that chair exercising and, you know, it was like, oh, that was really a lot of exercise, you know. And where I am today, actually 2 years ago, I love cycling. Mm-hmm. My wife and I have a tandem. And so we dug that out of the shed that had been in there for years, you know, just setting. And we started riding, and we rode quite a bit. And finally I said, you know what? I think I'm going to download an app on my phone, and so it keeps track of my miles. And so we know we went farther this, but what the app actually kept track of, we rode that year from spring to fall, 1,018 miles on that tandem bike.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Wow.
You know, and some of those rides were like 42-mile rides in one day, you know. And when I think about God is totally healing my body, but But he wanted to heal more than just the body. He wanted to heal my mind. He wanted to heal my heart. Mm. And as I pressed in, growing more in the Lord and seeking out in his word truly what he has for us, he opened my eyes up to so much.
Well, that's exactly where we want to pick up because this is not just, you know, your typical weight loss story. Mm-hmm. Even though that alone by itself carries some merit and carries some weight. No pun intended.
Right.
However, like you said, this journey was body, mind, spirit.
Correct.
And so when we come back from the break, we're going to pick that up right where you're leaving that off. And we're going to be right back right after this. Well, hi, everybody. Normally, we would go into a commercial break right now, but Kevin and I would like to just share our hearts with you if we could.
Absolutely.
Once again, I'm Gil Michelle.
I'm Kevin.
And we're just talking to you about the fact that we're looking to do a little bit of fundraising. We're looking to establish our own studio, a podcast studio, and we need the equipment to do that and take these testimonies and record them all across the country.
Absolutely.
So, Kevin, what are we trying to do?
Big goal. We're trying to raise $20,000 by December 31st. And of 2016. And so we would love to have you donate. It's a little bit of a faith step on our part, but we'd love you to help out spread this ministry across the country.
That's right. So if you would, please go to hisstoriespodcast.com and look for the donate link and see how you can give toward this goal. We don't believe there's anything too hard for God, and we don't think you think that either.
Absolutely.
So please go to that website and give. We'd like to be able to set the studio up by the end of the year, and we'd love for your help in doing so.
What was the broadcast again?
HisStoryPodcast.com.
Yeah.
And we are back. This is Gil Michelle. I'm here with the head honcho, Mr. Kevin Michelin, and our
just
special guest.
Ride.
And our special guest, Jim Holeried. And he's been talking to us over these past several minutes about his transformation in his weight loss and what God has done in him and in his spirit. And he said, this has not just been about my body. It's been about a change, a total transformation, full circle, body, mind, soul, and spirit. And so, Jim, tell us exactly how those other aspects of this whole journey and how God did this.
Right. Well, I'd like to touch about the body a little bit
still.
Because even though I did not have gastric bypass, I didn't have any surgery to lose the weight, God helped me through my nutritionist how to lose the weight. I did find out, however, after losing that much weight, I needed to have skin removal surgery. So I have had 3 skin removal surgeries this past year, and that was difficult. But yeah, I would not trade a day of that. I know it's part of the journey and part of what God wants to do. But yeah, healing the mind, I tell you, I had a lot of those things that, because of my childhood and everything that I've been through, I had a lot of hang-ups. And, you know, especially, I can only speak for myself, a person that was molested. I can't speak on drugs or anything like that because I never dealt with that. I've never drank. I've never smoked. But for me, I know of being molested, that's not something that when it ends, for that person that it happened to.
Sure. Right.
And you are literally scarred for life until God can totally restore that and bring back and just remove that. And when you put your full trust in God and just rest in him and know how much he loves you, he just washes it all away. Just washes it all away. And you know, and he's done that by me growing and a desire to want to live for him, you know, and be used of him. And, you know, when we stop and think about that, how God desires for us to what we were designed to do. You know, we are not just called to become a Christian and set there.
Right.
We have to go forth, and we have to continue ministry. We have to be disciples ourselves to where that we reach out to other people that are hurting.
Yeah.
You know, in our church, we don't want our church to be filled with a bunch of Christians. We want there to be people that need to know the Lord.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, people that need to be delivered by things.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I just knew that God was calling me into that. You know, besides so many other aspects,
Jim, before you go on, can we just circle back with something you said? You talked about he makes it all, he just washes it away. There might be someone out here who's listening. I'm sure there's someone who's out here listening who has a similar story.
Right.
What do you mean by he washes it away? Do you mean the pain of that doesn't hurt anymore? Do you mean the memory? Like, what is when you say he washes it away? That might seem
and
totally
after you,
foreign.
After you answer that, I've got to follow up here real quick.
Okay.
Because, yeah.
I mean, it's not that I forgot it.
Okay.
The pain of it.
Mm-hmm.
The pain of it, the hurt, what it has done to you as a person, a mm-hmm. child of God,
mm-hmm.
what it has done to you. I love to use the scripture where, because I don't know how to explain it, so I love to use the scripture, the peace that passes all understanding.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's only God. I can't explain it. I don't know. It just happens.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a God thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the perfect explanation, yeah. actually.
Well,
yeah.
My follow-up here is, you had mentioned that the body's a holy temple, mm-hmm. and that what struck me is when you said that is really when you were 7, 8 years old, and this devastating, horrible thing happened to you, and it wasn't just a one-time occasion,
right?
And that was embedded mm-hmm. into the mind, the psyche,
right.
every aspect
right.
of who you are.
Right.
Was there, and the enemy is there
mm-hmm.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a lie that was attached to that?
Right.
Was there something that
right.
you started to believe about yourself?
Right.
And then how did God take that lie away?
Right. Yeah, I mean, once the molestation stopped, you know, it was like this went on through my teen years. And, you know, when that ended, I mean, Satan just didn't end it. I mean, that path that I had been going down continued on,
yeah. mm-hmm.
you know, and it led into my adult life. You know, I got into pornography, mm-hmm. you know, and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
And it was like it was almost consuming me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just became, it's like, you know, it just attached itself mm-hmm. on me and it became part of my personality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? And as I continued to grow in the Lord,
mm-hmm.
you know, and my spirit grew, and I just opened myself up to Him, He started, I explain it like a flower, peeling the petals away,
yeah.
you know, and as that petal peeled away, God would just drop it on the ground, and it would die.
Mm-hmm.
It would die, mm-hmm. you know, and so...
Renewal.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't an instant thing.
Yeah.
You know, just like this weight loss has not mm-hmm. been an instant thing.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how it happened.
Yeah.
That's our God.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, the only God can set mm. people free of anything that they're dealing with.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah, it goes along, I think, with the prayer where God just keeps hitting me over and over and over again. It hits me on an individual level where He keeps saying, look, I want to heal. Look throughout the whole Bible. You know, if you doubt that I want to heal, then look at my Bible. Look
right,
at my word.
Right, right.
One person after another, one screw up after another,
mm-hmm.
right? And he is in the business of healing broken people.
Right.
And that's one of the things that Jesus Christ, when he came down, he says, I came to heal the sick.
Right.
And he didn't have a whole lot to do a lot of times with the Pharisees because the Pharisees were too proud and too
exactly.
righteous for
exactly.
Jesus. And so here we have... where Jesus Christ himself comes
right.
and he says, I want to heal the sick.
Right. It's funny you mentioned that because on my Facebook page, mm-hmm. Just this morning, I always, like I said, post pictures and I break down my calorie intake for each of those foods. And every morning I include a morning prayer with that.
Yeah.
And this morning I, in that prayer, talked about, you know, give us a desire for your word
mm-hmm.
because yeah. God's word is our instruction manual for our entire lives, for
yeah.
everything we're dealing with.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all there.
Right.
It is.
That we have to open up His word, you know, to seek out those answers.
Mm-hmm.
And if we get in His word and seek, they're there. He will fulfill what He knows our hearts are hungry for.
Yeah.
And so as we search out those things and study God's word, it just comes alive. God's word is not dead. It's living.
Amen.
You know, yeah. just like God is, it's living.
Yeah.
His word is Himself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, we need to do that. And, you know, I'm to the place in my life, I'm 61 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the place in my life where I want to be 100% for God,
mm.
or I don't want no part of it. I just don't want no part of it
yeah.
because it's not worth losing what God has done for us. You
yeah.
know, Jesus died on the cross for our sins, because God loves us and Jesus loves us, you know, and he's done it all for us by grace.
Yeah.
Not one person was worthy of that,
but
God did it because he loves us, and he wants to heal people. Mm. You know, there's so many people in this world today that are hurting and are dealing with things such maybe like I have.
Yeah.
You know, when we look at this world that we live in, right here in the United States, look at how many people are obese, and look how many children are becoming obese, too.
Yeah.
There's a reason behind that, you know, and God wants to set everybody free, and he's made a way. And I say, if I've done it, I mean, if I would have looked back, you know, when I started this and said, okay, I'm going to lose 225 pounds, I would have said, yeah, right. And then I wouldn't have even started. And so it's amazing if we just give God the opportunity to do what he wants to do.
So in the last minute or two that we have.
It goes by fast.
I know, and I keep saying this, there's someone listening. They're probably glued to the radio or to this podcast. They'll probably rewind this again. What is the first step? I mean, you just started swinging weights.
From that guy that was in the chair.
In the chair. I couldn't walk, so I start. Give that person the motivation to start their healing. What would you say to that person right now?
That's a good question.
I would say you already know that you're not satisfied with where you're at in your life, whether it be in your body, whether it be in your spirit, whether it be in your mind. My encouragement to people is to take one step at a time and one day at a time and trust God for that time. When I started, I didn't look at the 225 pounds that I lost. I looked at 5 pounds that I wanted to lose. I tackled that first 5 pounds. When I got victory through God over that 5 pounds, I went on to the next five.
Good.
And that's what you got to do. You got to just start and take one day at a time and one step at a time.
Amen. That's really good.
I hope everyone is hearing that. Someone asked, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. So if you're out there and you've been inspired by what Jim shared today, please write into us. Let us know. Man, I'm starting. I'm going to get on this thing. I know it's a little late in the month, and, you know, resolutions usually start around the first of the year. But, you know, it's never too late to change.
Right.
And God is wanting to do – it's never too late to make a change. It's never too late to repent. Repent literally means – I changed my mind about this. And so, Kevin, if you would, please do us the honors of praying for those who are out there and are seeking really deep life changes.
Father in heaven, we just give you praise. Lord, I do ask specifically right now that you would be with those who feel like they are stuck. That somehow that their identity is not the identity that you have for them. But Lord God, that you have a fresh new identity for them, that they are your son. Or that they are your daughter, that they are a prince, or they are a princess, and they need to understand who they are.
Yes, Lord.
Lord God, that that the enemy has been feeding them whatever lie that he wants to feed, but Lord, may you replace it with your truth. Lord God, I thank you that you are a father that deeply loves us.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray, be with those, be with the brokenhearted, so that there'll be a wholeness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to His Stories Broadcast. We hope that you take a moment to look at us online for more encouraging stories of God transforming lives. We would also like to hear your stories, so drop us a line at hisstoriesbroadcast.com. That's hisstoriesbroadcast.com to add your part to the story God is telling.